All right, welcome back. It is 11:50 in the zone. Justin Acri, Christina LaCure. We're going to find some common ground in the final hour in 10 minutes. Here's
hoping.
It's
going to happen. We've already found common ground.
Yes, it's true. We found common ground on Josh Freeman, of all things.
I know. Can you believe it?
Josh Freeman, the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night.
Got some
great
week.
Got great news today.
He was great in Shawshank Redemption. Oh, that's Morgan Freeman. I'm sorry.
Threw me off there. Christina, what's the great news about him?
He has a concussion.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, Woo-hoo! Josh Freeman. That is honestly.
But now you don't have to play Sunday. You lucky guy, you.
Yes. That is a good news. Again, I would say if you went to Vegas and spent and try to get odds on Peyton Hillis outrushing Adrian Peterson, you would have been able to get some pretty spectacular odds. And if you put a couple $100 on that, you probably could be set for life.
You think?
No, but close. You'd be set for the next six
months.
You could
buy a whole lot of French fries and burgers.
There's no doubt about that. Talk about that in a second. I hate it for him, but I also would say that, you know, you and I agree. I mean, he probably should not have been put in that situation.
No, he knew nothing.
As bad as Ponder is, I mean, he at least understands their offense. It is amazing, though, how dominant that the Giants were, you know, in holding down Peterson. I guess when you're
for an 0-6 team, yeah.
Yeah, when you've got a one-dimensional team, I guess it's a little bit easier. But anyway. All right, odd story here out of Ohio. After exiting a McDonald's drive-thru lane, an intoxicated Ohio motorist led cops on a short chase because he, quote, just wanted to eat his Big Mac before he got stopped. Responding to a call about a reckless driver, the police department located Randall Miller, 31, behind the wheel of a silver SUV that was departing McDonald's at 1 o'clock in the morning. I initiated a traffic stop and the subject failed to stop. Miller, who smelled of booze and was slurring his speech, apologized to the officer, saying he was just too drunk and he wanted to eat his Big Mac before he was stopped.
He's loving it.
Ba-da-bum-bum-bum. It's a bad idea. But you know what? I got to be honest.
Nothing better when you're sloppy drunk.
At the time, that seems logical. At the time, I'm sure for this kid who was blitzed, that made sense to him. He's like, I know I'm going to jail now. There's no way in heck they're going to let me eat this burger if they pull me over here before I finish it. I'm going to at least cruise along until I get this burger down.
Or does he think it's going to absorb, like, don't
the alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That was, like,
not that quickly, I don't think.
I would be like, if I eat this burger, will it help?
I am in no way making light of drunk driving. I am in no way saying what he did is the right thing. All I'm saying is when you're drunk, these are the kinds of things that make sense to you at the time. And in his defense, he is right. There is no way in heck that officer was going to let him pound that Big Mac. He's like, look, officer, you got me. I don't even need to walk the line. No breathalyzer. I'm drunk. I'm ready to go to jail. Can I please finish my Big Mac? There's no officer in America that says, sure, kid. So in his defense, he did do the right thing in trying to smash the burger before getting pulled over. Now, on to more important things.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You got to help me out on this. Matt, I don't know about you. I feel pretty passionate about
Absolutely.
My fry cuts. I don't agree with the list here as far as the stacking of the list. But I do agree that, and I never really thought about it, but there are many, many different cuts of fries. And you go to your...
You got curly. You got waffle. You got...
I got the whole list right here. I'm going to roll through. Again, we're working on leading up to it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You guys want to get to everything right now. It's setting the stage. Can I set the stage? All right, I don't know where this list comes from. We didn't do a top 10 list, so we're going to do a top 8 list. And you got to tell me your top 3. All right, and I never thought I would feel that strongly about this. It seems to be somewhat irrelevant, but I felt very passionate. In fact, I started arguing with myself.
I've already got my top 3 right now.
I started debating with myself. What is the most superior cut of French fries? All right, here we go. Here's the top 8 list of French fry cuts, according to this list that came from I don't know where.
Is the McDonald's cut, is that a cut, a fry?
No. That's what we call a standard French fry.
Okay.
Yeah, that shape is a standard fry cut that most people have.
Okay.
Whether or not they're prepared differently and better, most people, McDonald's wins about every French fry competition
that's
ever.
That's the default.
Yeah, I mean, it's the go-to, typically,
but
yes.
But that's not like a cut. That's just regular
That's a standard cut. Yes, that's a standard cut. All right, number 8 on this list is potato wedges. I could not agree more. I think potato wedges blow.
I do, too.
That's exactly in the right spot in my book. Number 7 on the list.
Okay, so that's the last.
That's last.
Oh,
we're going reverse order.
Okay,
7
good.
On the list, steak fries.
steak fries are like actual cut potatoes, like rustic steak. Is that what that is?
A steak fry is kind of a wider cut with a, it's kind of a doughy,
chewy. I'm going to say something that Jenna Jameson's never said.
Careful.
They're a little bit too big for
Careful.
Me. Sorry.
My problem with steak fries is it's real crispy on the outside, but it's a little too doughy in the middle
for
me.
Okay, they're the thicker ones.
Thicker,
I got
yes, thicker,
okay.
wider. Number six on the list, tater tot. Absolutely. I don't know anything
Ooh.
In this world that's not better with a tater tot.
I do
tot.
Love tater tots.
Number five, crinkle cut. The crinkle cut fry can be pretty good, although I think it runs into some of the same issues.
The mushiness.
Yeah, there's a little mushy as the steak fry. Number four on the list, this is one that's hard to get. There is a burger place. It's a chain, but it's not very common. Up in Branson, I'm trying to think what the name of it is. I cannot think. But they have shoestring cut fries. You do not get these very often. But a shoestring fry is pretty solid if it's done right.
If they come out like kind of in a bunch. They come out like it's almost like a nest of them.
A nest.
How do
yes,
they compare
Christina.
To like Arby's curly fries?
I'm going to get to curly
fries.
Shoestring
sorry,
fries are totally
sorry.
Separate. Don't confuse
them. Really, really, really thin.
Number three on the list, a lot of restaurants have these waffle fries. I don't mind a waffle
Isn't
cut.
Isn't that Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
I don't find the waffle fry to be superior to the shoestring.
They're a little soggy, you know?
Yes, again.
Yeah, I don't like them. They're mush.
I like them better than steak fries. I certainly like them a heck of a lot better than potato wedges. Number two on the list, curly fry. Could not agree more. Number one on this list is standard. I don't have a huge issue with most of this, but I do think they definitely got the bottom two right. I would not go with a standard fry over a... I would not go with a standard fry over a curly fry ever. That was the other day. Sully and I went to a fast food restaurant. We were out of town. And he got the standard fries, and I got the curly fries. And I didn't say anything to him because I have so much respect for him. But I was thinking to myself, really?
I actually like a standard fry more than I like a curly fry. Okay, husband, on the other hand, gets curly every time when there's an option.
When it's an option. I'm looking down my nose at you and Sully because you guys went standard fry.
What do you put your fry? Like, where we come from in Canada,
mayonnaise.
A lot of people do mayonnaise.
Ugh,
and
disgusting.
You know what they do? This, my dad will not eat a French fry without vinegar.
That's gross, too.
We put vinegar on our French fries.
The only time vinegar belongs on a fry is when it's at Long John Silver's, because you drown everything in that malt vinegar, bro.
Yeah, but in Canada, a lot of people put pepper and vinegar on their French fries.
Here's the one thing that is not up for debate today. This is a standard, and there is no argument any other direction. It's Heinz ketchup or nothing. All ketchups are not created equal. You can go generic on a lot of items. That's a whole different show. You cannot go generic on ketchup. Heinz is the only answer. The only answer.
Heinz or Hunt's, isn't that what?
No, Hunt's
Mm-mm.
is.
Ugh.
Don't
Hunt's.
Don't even bring your Hunt's to this Heinz party, because that's ridiculous. You sound ridiculous bringing Hunt's up in this Heinz party. Crazy talk. Matt, Brian, Rob. Bob, I'm sorry. We'll get to all these guys about a number of things, including the fry issue, when we return.
He's probably going to tell you who the Branson Fry is.
Good. That's good. I need that answer. It's a heartbreak. We'll be back and answer this and do some entertainment coming up.